have not heard Battle Lessons yet.
No.
All right. Well, I'll get you sorted.
Cool. Okay. Hey, everybody. Good morning. How's everybody doing this fine Friday morning? We're back here with an old friend. I can't wait to catch up with Mr. Damon Johnson. But before we talk to Damon, I just going to let everybody know today's show and every show is brought to you by Next Home Brandywine in Downeytown, Pennsylvania. Dan Peasy and his team of professional realtors, they provide you with guidance, knowledge, and information, whether you're a buyer or a seller. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com for all the details and to contact an agent. They do service Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, but nationwide referrals are available. Be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special or just give them a call directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862 and tell them Totally Driven Entertainment sent you. And here he is, an old friend, which I'm so excited about to catch up with you, Mr. Damon Johnson.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me. I just put on my hat because my my forehead with the ponytail was kind of taking over the taking over the screen. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. You know, it's we talked last June, and I got to say, like, I remember we did our interview, and we had such a good time, and that was on my other show that I do, Totally Driven Radio, and my co-host Nick, who's not really the big music person. I'm usually. And he was like so into it. Like he ordered your album right then and there while we were doing an interview live.
That's great. I remember that interview, brother. We had a great time. I was grateful to you because I could feel you kind of pulling him in. Like, look, this is what this is. This is who this guy is. This is, you know, he's written a couple songs. He's played a couple of gigs. it was fantastic.
You know, the funny thing is, like, a big thing we talked about then was you being in Nashville and, you know, how Nashville was, like, the hot place and everything now. And it was, like, a week or two later, I ended up winning a contest, which brought me to Nashville for the Rock and Pod Convention. And wow. I ended up moving here in September of last year. So we're kind of neighbors now.
What? That's
amazing. Yeah, man.
Oh, brother, listen, then we are neighbors. If you're in the 615 at all, we're neighbors. So
I'm in the 615.
Welcome, man. That's awesome news, Bay.
Absolutely, man. I'm loving it. It's really a beautiful place here.
It's beautiful. You know, man, obviously you got here at an incredible moment in history. Yeah. But for the most part, you know, we're kind of pleased with how Nashville has handled everything. They're doing it as good a job as I feel like they can. Nothing's perfect, but
sure.
You know, so far we're healthy. The kids are back in school virtually. Hopefully they can get back to school in person soon.
Yeah. It seems they're going to do that, you know, little by little part-time schedule for the kids.
Yeah.
Now how about you? Like how you've been holding up through all this craziness?
It's been a little up and down mentally at times. I'm grateful that for the last month, we've had a lot of activity related to my music. You know, we're dropping the first single off the new album. It's going to be up on all the digital platforms next week.
Nice.
We're doing this insane live stream with my band and my very special guest, your neighbor now, in the 615, Richie Faulkner from Judah.
Oh, Richie's here too?
Richie's here, man.
Wow.
He and his girl, they live out in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Richie and I have been friends for a long time, and he saw that I'd been doing some live streams back in the late spring, early summer, and he said, hey, man, if you ever want to just, you know, have a laugh, and if you need another guitar on anything, let me know, because he knew I was operating as a trio.
Right.
So I came up with this crazy idea, basically to kind of celebrate the launch of the single in this new world we're living in the pandemic. Like, man, what could we do that would be more than just, you know, putting up another live stream and playing some songs? So I reached out to Richie. I had this idea to celebrate some Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy just celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
which is a big number.
Yeah, right.
But it's incredible to think that, you know, 50 years ago, Phil Lynott and Brian Downey started a band together. And so, you know, with my little contributions as a footnote in the Thin Lizzy story, we thought it'd be some fun, man, to play our favorite Thin Lizzy song. So, Bay, next Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m. Central, Damon Johnson and the Get Ready. With special guest Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest on guitar. Insane, man. I mean, I still can't believe we pulled this together. The set list is massive.
Really?
We're playing all the hits. We're playing some deep cuts. And, man, I'm as giddy as a kid in a candy store. I'm so excited about it. It's not to be missed. It's going to be very, very special.
You know, that was the one thing, like, I remember we talked about that last time, is like how you got to, you know, end up from a band that you saw as a teenager, a young kid, to then ending up on stage, being a part of that band, you know, that wild ride of life. Like,
it's still just the craziest story. I can't believe that it happened. I still can't believe that it happened. I joined the band with Scott and Brian and Ricky and the guys. It was literally 9 years ago this month we played our first show. And, you know, it's people have said, oh, wow, what a dream come true. I'm like, hang on a minute. I never dreamt anything like this would even be possible.
Right, right.
It's crazy, man. I mean, I guess it is a bit like that movie Rockstar. That Mark Wahlberg did a little bit, you know.
Sure.
But I wasn't exactly plucked from obscurity. Right. I was in a pretty amazing band at the time. Yet another crazy opportunity getting to play guitar for Alice Cooper. So, you know, just an amazing event in my life and my family's life. And it certainly fueled my creativity, Bay, the songs that I've been writing on my own. And I think being a part of those two bands, Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, and then and Black Star Riders as well.
Sure.
Really informed the place in my career I'm at now as a solo artist. And really, man, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
I remember you said
new records, you know, Damon Johnson records.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about that last time, how it kind of like really truly inspired you to want to be the solo artist now.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, man? I guess I have to admit that I'm like a lot of other people, man. I wrestle with insecurities as much as the next person in all facets of life. And, you know, I had some success with Brother Kane, mm-hmm. which I'm grateful for. I had co-written some songs at some big, like legendary artists had recorded, but man, I don't know. I never just got that confidence of like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I should be up there every bit as much as Slash or every bit as much as Richie Kotzen or Peter Frampton or anybody you can name.
Right.
So, you know, it just feels good, man. And you know, my resume is something I'm certainly proud of, and it's a big part of my story that's brought me to this point. And obviously the, you know, the girls on my publicity team, you know, cross paths with you and helped arrange all this stuff, man. It's exciting. Let me back up and say this to you, brother. This is the first official interview.
Nice.
As we, you know, launch the new record and, you know, we present this live stream next week. So,
well, I'm honored. I truly am. And like when we had that interview last year, I was so I remember saying to my coach, Nick, I said, I think we just had our interview of the year. I think it was it. Like we were both like so jazzed and excited. And there was like such a good feeling and vibe after talking to you. So when I got the email the other day, I was like, oh, yes, absolutely. Oh,
brother. Listen, man, that's an honor for me. And, you know, look, I guess in a way it's a reflection on what I said to my family. I said, look, from here on out, I just want to work hard. I want to work on my own music, be the mm-hmm. boss, but I want to work with my friends.
Right.
And that's essentially what's happening, man. And, you know, that first album, Memoirs of an Uprising, I call it my first album because it kind of mm-hmm. was my first legitimate release as a full-time solo artist. Man, I will cherish that record forever. It means so much, and it represents a really important moment in my, not just my career, but my family's life. And, you sure. know, man, I'm home with them a lot more now than I was able to be when I was, you know, full-time committed to another band right. or another project. So you're a part of that team now, bro. You're in that circle. So
I'm happy to be there, man. Believe me. So it's something that, you know, as I'm going through and getting some stuff ready to talk to you today. So for the new album, I see you're working with Indiegogo. And then I was like, oh, my God, that's right. Damon was part of that whole Pledge Music nightmare.
Yeah.
So now you're going with the Indiegogo. Did you kind of like, were you kind of scared like, oh, could this happen again?
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt, man. After going through the Pledge Music thing, you're definitely gun shy. You're definitely sure. a little like, what? Like, I don't want to ever do that again. I got a good team of people that have really helped direct me and give me some good advice. I did a lot of research, babe, on my way to discovering Indiegogo. Look, man, you know, pre-order platforms, crowdfunding platforms, they've been around a long time.
Right.
And it was just unlucky for me, man, that the one platform that I chose 2 years ago, which was a very respected and very successful platform with a Absolutely. Good track record. I just got unlucky, man. I was one of the ones that happened to be with them at the time they decided to go rogue right. and steal a bunch of money, man, from a lot of artists. And it's a despicable thing, man. You know, I've kind of just put it in my rearview mirror and moved forward.
Sure.
And my fans, I know for a fact from talking to them, they really respected the fact that I made it a point to fulfill all mm-hmm. of the things that they had pre-ordered on that campaign. So when I found Indiegogo, researched that, the great thing about them, Bay, is it's not just a music-based platform, yeah. man. They do crowdfunding for everything, movies, yeah. sculptors, authors, painters, inventors,
wow.
you know, and they've been up a long time, been really productive. And during the pandemic, we basically were forced because of the upheaval from yeah. COVID. We kind of did it in two stages. So
okay.
I had one phase back in the first part of the year. Man, those guys have already sent me a check for all the stuff that we nice. Sold and pre-ordered. We're almost finished with phase two, and we've just about reached our goal there. So, man, I'm thrilled. I can't say enough good about that company, and
that's awesome.
I can't express enough gratitude to my fans. If any of your listeners are interested in pre-ordering the record, it's very easy. Go to Indiegogo.com. Indiegogo, and just search Damon Johnson, it'll pop up.
Nice.
And there's a lot of cool stuff on there you can pre-order.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, the CD and the vinyl, and I think my wife just said somebody bought a stage jacket that I've worn for the last 3 years.
Oh, cool.
And you know, there's little cool stuff like that, man.
If you can go golfing with Damon, you can have yeah, Damon come to an acoustic party at your house.
Man, yeah. Private acoustic shows. We can play around a golf together. I've got some really cool. There's a pick pack that's like I think it's 8 or 10 guitar picks from my whole career.
That's cool.
It's just cool, man. I mean, if I was a fan, it's like my manager and I were talking about. I says, man, if I could have done that with Van Halen, you know, when I
sure.
was a kid or even in my 20s or 30s, I would have been like, yes,
absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, the one super cool thing that I noticed that when I was watching the video you put on Indiegogo, and I was like, oh man, me and Damon are so connected. there in the background, you have an Evel Knievel autographed picture.
I have it right here, man. Here, dude, check it out. Look at this.
That's it. That's it. I am such an Evel Knievel freak.
Yeah, man. Me too, brother. Shout out to my great, great friend, Ben Owen.
Nice.
From up in Illinois. We've done a lot of work together, a lot of shows together. And we kind of met. He was a fan. And over the last 10 years, man, we've become great friends. And he gifted me that. And
That's awesome.
Bay, you'll love this story. I'll be quick.
Go ahead.
He had gone with his dad to some autograph conference, you know, where they had all different wrestlers and athletes and whatever. And he said he remembered being with his dad, and his dad flipped out, goes, "Oh my God, there's Evel Knievel." So he bought that. Evel Knievel signed it. He signed it with the two different Sharpies too, man. He signs Evel in red and Knievel in blue.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That is so awesome.
That thing has been, it's been kind of my background. You can see my Phil Lynott. Can you see that picture over my head right there? Man, that's a black and white 8x10 I got from my friend Dale James. Dale James, I got when I was writing songs in Brother Kane, before the first record, I was going out to LA to do some co-writes, and the label was putting me with a bunch of different people, and they were all, the results were terrible. They weren't terrible writers or terrible people, but everybody was trying to write another Bon Jovi song, and I wasn't interested, dude. I was listening to the Black Crowes and Guns N' Roses, period. So Dale James was in the Guns N' Roses camp.
Yeah.
He's the guy that wrote the story for the November Rain video.
Right.
Just, you know, part of that circle. So Dale and I got together. First thing we talked about was Thin Lizzy. And he's, you know, it's almost like we had this contest to prove who was a bigger fan. Man, Dale gave me that picture.
Wow.
Before I left his house that day. And that was in 1991 or 92, I think. So incredible. That's wild. Incredible little document there, man. Obviously, with the way that whole story transpired.
Yeah, right. Right. That's wild. Yeah. I'll tell you, going back to Evel Knievel real quick, I've done a lot of Evel Knievel shows, and I've interviewed a bunch of his guys from his camp that worked with Evel. And I got to interview Robbie, his son, and some of the most funniest stories I've ever heard in my life were those guys talking about Evel Knievel.
I cannot imagine. Cause look, man, I'm sure we're the same. I've watched all the documentaries. I've read the books.
Yep.
I know the good and the bad.
Yep.
And there's a lot of both.
Oh yeah.
But I can't imagine, man, what it would have been like to really be kind of inside that
and
be around it. But you know, man, I just feel like Evel Knievel informed a lot of my grandiosity. It literally informed my ability to kind of dream big and think big, because, you know, man, I grew up on a farm out in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. Wow. So, you know, Evel Knievel was essentially a rock star to all of us. I know you can
absolutely
do that. So
I'll tell you, I go back and I read a lot of his quotes a lot for motivation, inspiration, man. He had a lot of good quotes.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, for him to be making those jumps without, you know, technical, you know, data, they weren't using geometry and physics or any of that stuff, man. They would walk off the distance. They make sure they had enough gas in the
tank. Yeah, exactly.
And he would just go. Oh, bro.
Oh.
It's like, listen, man, if that guy can jump a bunch of diesel trucks on the outside of some dirt racetrack in Southern California in 1972.
Right, right.
I can write a bunch of rock and roll songs in my basement and put out a record and put my name on it, you know?
So I guess that's kind of like, so the new album is going to be called Battle Lessons. So I guess that's kind of it. Like, you've gone through a lot of battles in your life and learned your lessons.
Well, Battle Lessons was the title of a song that I wrote about halfway through the process. Most of these songs, I mean, I wrote with my great friend and collaborator, Jim Troglin. And he had sent me some lyrics. I remember it had a line in it, something about lessons to be learned. And I don't know, I just kind of took that and put it in the song I was working. And I remember as I was singing, there was something about the phonetics of it that weren't working. I'm like, this needs some razzle dazzle. It needs something else. And I sang Battle Lessons. And I don't even really know why. It's just one of those things that kind of came out. And, you know, I sang it, made the demo, sent it to Jim. And he called me right back. He goes, bro, that represents so many things. Mm-hmm. Like you just said.
Yeah.
You know, things you've been through in your life, lessons you've learned. I don't know, man. I guess in a lot of ways, being a touring musician, sometimes it is a battle, man. It's, you know, it's a lifestyle that is not for everybody.
Nah.
And you kind of have to be fortified and have some tenacity, and you got to put up with a lot of ridiculousness, you know? So, I was really proud of that, you know, to say there are no battle lessons lost on me. Like, I've learned from all that stuff, man.
Right.
You know, everything's been a little chink in the armor, or a little step up this ladder. And, you know, I'm grateful for all of those experiences, man. It has informed this record, this moment. You know, with as much humility as I can muster, Bay, this is the best collection of rock songs I have ever been a part of.
That's awesome.
So I just look at those experiences, man, and all the bands and all the musicians I've had the pleasure and the honor to get to play with, I've learned from all that. It's put me here.
That's awesome. Now, do you have a release date set for it, or?
There's the single release date, as you know, is next mm-hmm. Friday. Right. Battle Lessons is the title track. So that's, it just worked out to be one of the songs out of the first batch that everyone was excited about. So we're releasing that thanks to the Indiegogo campaign. You know, we've been able to kind of continue to make the record as we go along.
Okay.
I'm about 3/4 of the way finished.
Nice.
There's 2 more songs that have to be recorded and mixed. I'm slated to get back in the studio next month to knock those out. So, again, man, gratitude to all my supporters and fans, and they've been super patient, and they kind of know how the process works. You pre-order the
right
music, and it may be several months before it's totally finished and ready. But I don't know, man. It kind of puts like this incentive on me, like, wow, look at all these people supporting this. I better deliver something. I want to deliver something that's as quality as I can possibly come up with. And I absolutely feel like I've done that.
And I think you were, from when I looked last night, you were like just about at the goal too.
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, we may hit it today. Today mm-hmm. may literally be the day. And the cool thing about reaching the goal on any of these crowdfunding pre-order campaigns is if you reach the goal, then you're able to leave that pre-order up ongoing. Okay. Because I guess the thing for these platforms, they've got a certain amount of data, a certain amount of space that they can occupy on their server.
Gotcha.
So if you don't reach your goal, you know, you're able to kind of take the revenue you've acquired, but then they mm-hmm. pull that campaign off of their platform.
Gotcha.
I think we're going to hit the goal, and then we can keep that pre-order up for the next 6 or 8 weeks while I'm finishing up the record, which will be great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, the one thing I wanted to go to, and we talked about it a little bit, but like when the pandemic first hit, you were doing some weekly, I don't know if you did it weekly, but I know you did it a few times. You're doing some live streams, which you were doing on Facebook initially.
Yeah.
And then you jumped over to the platform which you're going to do the live stream, the Thin Lizzy tribute next week on, called Veeps.
Yes. Well, you know, when the pandemic first hit, everybody was stuck at home, and just out of sheer boredom, I'm like, well, hey man, I'm going to play some acoustic on my Facebook, on my YouTube channel and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. Well, all of a sudden the landscape started to show clearly that we were not, none of us were going to get to go back to work for a while.
Right.
And, you know, man, I was talking to my booking agent and my manager, and, you know, man, those guys are out of work as well. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out of work. Mm-hmm. So I felt like to do a proper stream, I'm grateful, man, that my whole, you know, my trio, everybody lives here in Nashville. So it's not like we were having to fly people in and put them at risk with the, you know, the health restrictions and things like that. So we were able to get together safely. I guess in a way, I swear, babe, I just feel like it kind of gives everybody a little love. Like if we could sell some tickets and put it on a respected platform like that, the quality of the shows has been incredible. The quality of the video, quality of the audio. So, you know, everybody can hopefully generate a little revenue, and it's been really good for team spirit. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure.
Cause man, my band is incredible. My team is incredible. And I guess with finishing the record now in conjunction with these live streams, the goal for me is to just be ready to jump out of the gate, man. Whenever we get the green light to get back to work.
Sure.
You know, we're going to have a lot of stuff lined up and ready to go.
Nice. So now the live stream that you're doing next week with your band and Richie from Judas Priest, is that going to be like on a stage somewhere? Are you doing it or?
Yeah, we're going to film this one in one of the big rehearsal rooms at SIR.
Okay.
They've got a big room with a big sound stage, and this one will be very different from the other ones we've done, in that we're going to set up in more of a traditional, you know, like amps, you know, looking out. We're bringing in a few lights. It's gonna look a bit more like a real show. We got multi cameras. It's gonna be amazing, man. So this Thin Lizzy set list is 14 songs, bae.
Wow.
14 songs. At the end, we're gonna play for the first time ever. We're gonna perform Battle Lessons.
Nice.
With Richie.
With Richie. I was just gonna ask that.
It's just sick, man. It just sounds insane. I got with him a couple days ago, and we ran through the songs again. You know, Richie's one of my favorite people on the planet, man. He's just a sweetheart, but he's also one of my favorite guitarists, man. The guy's vicious, so talented. He's inspiring, man. It's always great to just hear him play and watch him play. So the fact that he wanted to, you know, play with me, play some of my songs, and play this Thin Lizzy stuff, I'm truly honored, man. It's incredible.
That's awesome. He's got kind of a thing too, like similar to you, like how you ended up in Thin Lizzy, how he ended up in Judas Priest.
Yeah, it's a very, very similar story. And man, talk about a good fit. Jesus Christ, man. They couldn't, there's no way they could have picked a better guy.
Yeah.
And he's so respectful and so humble about the legacy of that band. Mm-hmm. And the fans know it. All the Judas Priest fans, man. You don't hear anything but positives and acceptance of Richie's contribution. So it's
absolutely,
it's fantastic.
That's awesome. Cool. So Damon, I'm happy to be part of the team. Happy to be talking to you again. Happy to be a neighbor.
Yeah, dude. Listen, I guarantee you, man, when things get back to normal, we'll see each other somewhere. Be sure and say hello. And listen, absolutely, to me, babe, when the record is done, mm-hmm, man, I'd be grateful if you'd have me back on.
Absolutely,
you
know, dude.
Once you've had a chance to listen to everything, I'll get with the girls. I don't know if you talk to Melissa or Michelle. Yeah. I'll make sure they send you. We've got like a SoundCloud link, so you can at least listen to the single.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to hear it, man. It's badass. You're gonna be like, all right, I see why he's excited.
I'll tell you what, you know, on my Spotify in heavy rotation still is Shivering. I freaking love that song.
Thank you so much, brother. That song will always be very special to me. It was the highlight song off that record, and it really propelled me forward, man. It got us moving this thing in the right direction. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And thank you. And another thank you too. Another song I always, and I said this to you last time, when I found out that you co-wrote Ghost from Skid Row, I was like, love that freaking song.
What a great song. It is. I am going to cut my own version of that song one day.
Sweet.
I don't know when. I don't know when, but it is truly, truly a special song. And it was so much fun, man, to write that song with the guys, and definitely a song I'm very proud of.
Awesome. Well, Damon, where should we send everybody? Indiegogo? They can contribute.
Thank you. Indiegogo.com, and just type in Damon Johnson. The pre-order will come up. The tribute to Thin Lizzy live stream, Damon Johnson and the Get Ready with Richie Faulkner. Go to damonjohnson.veeps.com. damonjohnson.veeps.com. See the show. You can always go to damonjohnson.com itself. All the stuff is there. Right. Awesome. There.
It's a pleasure and an honor, my friend. It's all
hey, you're the first, dude. Welcome. Congratulations. You have won a bag of Skittles from Alice Cooper's dressing room.
There you go. Hey, winning.
Hey, man, listen, all the best. Stay you healthy. Too. Welcome to town. I can't wait to run into you, brother. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Congrats with everything.
I'll talk to you. Take care. Yeah. See you. Bye.